Welcome to the Yo Mikey Podcast. With your host, Mikey Perk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show. It's been a little bit. I've been kind of slacking on the podcast, and I apologize. I've been working a ton of hours. Today's going to be a weird show, only because you might see a different side of me. You might see a little bit of anger, a little frustration. So bear with me. I will be all over the place with the topics. There's a few things I want to touch on because, of course, it's been like 10 days since I posted a podcast. So bear with me. Today, we're going to start off with Twitter. Funny enough, Twitter has been going through some changes since Elon Musk has taken over. Elon has done some things I thought was really good, and he's done some things where I was like, you know what? I don't understand. I just don't. I do agree at some point that the verification system had become compromised. I know of some companies paying some of the staff on Twitter to get certain people verified. And I think that's a big no-no. You know what I mean? The verification kind of lost like what it was meant to be. And then I think at the same time, since it was such a scarce thing to have, people put it on such a pedestal that it became like a symbol. And people idolized those people who had those verifications. Reality, like the only reason why those verifications were there to begin with is to verify that those people were who they were. They were set for people who had like enough attention to the point where someone might try to use their name or likeness to fool someone or do something else. I myself was verified probably about 2 years ago. As y'all know, and I beat it like a dead horse, I had all the stuff that happened to me when I applied. I didn't think I would actually get it, and I actually got it. I used it to protect my name, my likeness. Mikey is a commonly used name, so I applied and I got it. It didn't make me special. It didn't make me above anybody else. It was just there to say, hey, this guy is who he says he is. Since he's taken over, he has put in Twitter Blue, which honestly, like, if everyone was going to lose their verification as far as like the legacy accounts, they were going to issue out, you know, Twitter Blue. My thought process when I first heard this announced, I thought they were going to go through an ID system similar to what I went through when I got verified without the links to news articles and everything else. I had to, like, when I got verified, I had to show my driver's license front and back. That's how they knew who I was, not just from the articles, but from my actual ID. So my thought process is that they were going to use almost something identical. It just, you would have to pay to get it. Now they're not doing that. So like any Joe Blow could just use an email address with maybe a text to verify who they are. So I feel like it opened up Pandora's box of problems. Now this week on April 20th, he got rid of all the legacy accounts, which again, I am fine with, but I think that they, like I said, I think you should go through a verification with an ID or something. Some of the celebrities were complaining, from like LeBron James, or I'm trying to remember who all were complaining. I think William Shatner, a few others. For whatever reason, Elon personally paid for some of these people, which rolled over the process of a day to now all of a sudden, anyone has over a million subscribers on Twitter automatically is now getting verified. And it's like, it defeats the whole purpose of everything that they're doing. It's like, it just feels like nothing is planned out. It feels like a lot of this is just done in spur of the moment. It's like, I would have respect everything if you just had a plan, you put the plan in place, you followed said plan, and then that was it. It's like you're constantly moving things around and adjusting based off of like who gets upset. And to me, that's that leadership. That's just not. Do something, stick to your guns, and just roll with it. Deal with the consequences of that, you know what I mean? Just freaking do what you said you're gonna do. It's just weird. Anyway, the main topic of today's podcast is creators. As y'all know, if you don't know already, I stream on Kick. I made the transition from Twitch over to Kick. I found myself when I was on Twitch, it was hard to fit in. It was oversaturated. It felt like Twitch didn't care. You know, there were certain things that happened over the years that like, I became disenfranchised with the community and with everything. I just wanted a fresh start. I had tried out, you know, YouTube a little bit with live streaming, and I felt like they had promise. There's something lacking there. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know if it's the UI. I don't know if it's something else. I don't know. They have a decent payout system. It's like 70-30, but something's lacking, and I
can't quite put my finger on it. If you have any thoughts on that, you can put it down in the comment section below, but that's kind of where I stand with YouTube streaming. But Kick has felt like a breath of fresh air. I'm seeing a lot of things on Kick, both on Kick and on social media pertaining to Kick, that is very reminiscent of when I first started streaming in 2017-2018. And what I mean by that, the whole follow for follow thing is starting to rear its head up, which was very predominant on the scene around that time frame. And it's wild. It's like, I get it. You want to garner followers because if you have X amount of followers, you have the appearance of the illusion of like people are interested in your content. But the way people are going about it, like I have not seen this in so long. Like I followed someone because they were another Kick streamer, and I got an automated message for me to turn my notifications on and to check out their content, and they would do the same back. I'm like, good Lord, like I have not seen that in so long. I'm like, is this really what's happening? So I'm seeing like hardcore weird stuff pop up with, like, you know, people do subathons all the time, but like there's new subathons where they're pushing the limits and they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and like the follow for follow is back. And I'm like, at what point, like, do we just look at ourselves and be like, how much are we just doing this to like garner attention? Like, how desperate are we that we would like go to these levels that are beyond our own personality? You see a lot of things pop up on TikTok, on social media, where people just do crazy stuff just to get attention. And sometimes that's harmful to the person and the people around them when they do things that just absolutely doesn't make sense, because they feel they had to stand out. In order to stand out in this oversaturated market of content creators, they had to do something, whether so extreme where it's like today on Drama Alert, I saw a content creator. Now, I don't know if this is a bit or not. This content creator went to a homeless person, and then they went and bought them like what appeared to be going to get them like a sandwich and fries and a drink. And a dude brought it out to the guy. Then he stood there and ate it in front of him. Now, I don't know if this is a bit or not, but like if that's true and that guy truly did what he did, what the hell's wrong with you people? The guy had to know that this would cause people to be upset. He's purposely doing this to garner a negative attention, knowing that people are going to talk about it. And his name is going to be put out there, which I see that kind of behavior being done like all over the place. And it's just like, what as a society are we coming to? And I'm not trying to be like wholesome and tell people what to do with their content. Hey, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But like, it just begs the question, like how far are we pushing ourselves to just garner just a tiny bit of attention that is probably going to leave once you stop doing all these crazy antics? I think most people, for the most part, I think people appreciate people being who they truly are. They appreciate you being you. That's how they create a community, whether it's talking about drama, talking about tea, talking about sports, talking about comic books, movies, like video games or something. You just being you. Smart viewers see that thing from a mile away, you would think. But it's mind-boggling how people are when it comes to trying to get attention. And trust me, as a person at one point or another had a ton of attention, it's like, listen, there's a lot of like stream coaches out there that will teach you how to, you know, gain an audience, how to build a stream, how to get certain artwork done, how to get X amount of followers and everything. But they don't teach you is when you do get attention, how to handle it, because it's not easy. And it's wild to have that many people pay attention to every single word that you say and could take anything you say out of context and use it for their own content and come at you. Not only come at you, but come at your family, your friends, your work, everything else. And I don't think most people are ready for that kind of attention. There's no one really is. You know what I mean? It's just, anyway, that's all I really got today. Thank you guys so much for coming in and hanging out. Remember, also, I do stream on Kick. I've been streaming Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 o'clock Eastern. So if you feel more inclined to come in and hang out, hey, drop me a follow, just like we were talking about. Like, come in, drop me a follow, come hang out. The link to the Discord will be down below. So if you want to join, if you want to know what the Discord's about, the Discord is about the basics of life. It's it's about food. It's about memes. It's about jokes. It's about like sports, just having fun, not taking anything too seriously. It's just that's what when I come to go online with communities, I respect and love different communities that they just escape from the madness of the world. But so if you want to get down on something like that, the link for the Discord will be down below. Anyway, I hope you have a great day and a great night. And as always, stay perky. I'll see y'all next time. Peace out.